Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Perry Bell. On today's program, I speak with Kathleen Taylor about the Knoxville Community Chorus.
I'm with Kathleen Taylor. And Kathleen, we have a couple big events coming up for the Knoxville Community Chorus. Is that correct?
Yes, we have. The concert will be performing two concerts at the Methodist Church in December. And it's a great way to start your Christmas holiday. The first one will be on Friday the 2nd of December at 7 p.m. And the second one will be on Sunday the 4th of December at 2 p.m. We're going to start off with a singing all around the church. And this will be by the community chorus, Rejoice and Sing by Alan Robert Parker was singing around. And then Carol Me by John Carter. And I believe we have cello accompaniment with that, which is lovely, as well as a piano. Then we have The Infant Redeemer by Alan Laura Page, followed by This Child. Now, this is kind of special because not only will it be a performance, but it was written and it will be directed by Cynthia Thill. She's been working on this for several years. And that's an a cappella. So there won't be any accompaniment to this. We'll just sing that a cappella.
And she's your choir director, is that correct?
Right. At Christmas, Cynthia directs us, and in the spring, Paul Peterson directs us. So following that, we will do A King is Born by Roger Amerson. And after that, there will be the ladies singing. Now that is arranged by Roger Emerson. It is SA Group and it is Silver Bells, kind of a year-round favorite.
That's a traditional one, isn't it?
Yes, we sing it. Somebody sings it every year. And following that will be two songs by the men's group, Swingin' Christmas and Yesu Bambino, which is another traditional song. Those two are by the men. Following that, we're very fortunate. Some of our younger members decided they would like to do a duet. So Adela McNeely and Jason McNeely will be doing a Christmas duet while we give the free will offering. So we're looking forward to that. I heard it the other night. It's pretty good.
Did you tell me that's a piano duet?
Yes. Yes. We always have a piano duet. Or trio. Sometimes we have our accompanists, all of them get together at the piano and they do a trio, which is a lot of fun. Then following that will be the high school singers. And the high school singers are joining us. It is the high school chamber singers from Knoxville. And they will be doing two songs, which I don't have those titles, but they're directed by Ian Heatland. And we've had a lot of fun with them coming and joining us, and then they will join us for two songs, Star Carol by John Rutter, and also Here's a Pretty Little Baby, that is by J. Thomas. Now, the Star Carol will be directed by Cynthia Thill, and Here's a Little Pretty Baby will be directed by Ian Heatland.
And it is the high school chamber choir, right?
Right.
Okay.
So they're joining us for two songs. And after that, we will go back to just the community chorus. The last one is a book, and it is several different carols that go around Sing We Now of Christmas, which is arranged by Ed Lajewski. We always end our Christmas concert with a sing-along so that the people can join us. Joy to the World will be the first of our sing-along, followed by White Christmas, and the final one will be We Wish You Merry Christmas. And after the concert, because so many come back who used to be in our choir, and we just have to get together with them, we have refreshments in the basement. So be sure and plan to stay for the refreshments afterwards and have a chat with the people you saw singing. And that's pretty much the concert coming up. We're pretty excited about it. I hope you'll decide to start your Christmas with us at the community chorus at the Methodist Church, either Friday night at 7 p.m. on December 2nd, or Sunday, 2 p.m. at the Methodist Church for the community chorus concert. Thank you so much.
And didn't you tell me that the Goodwill offering, what does that go for, those funds?
Well, each concert, amazingly, costs $1,500 to put on. It's amazing what that all goes to, because we pay our accompanist, we pay our director, and of course, if you buy music, that isn't free. It's rather expensive these days. And we borrow, we share, and we rent music. So that helps to cut down on the cost. But that's, and of course, you know, we pay for all the others. And we do have a sponsor, the Marion County Bank sponsors us and takes care of our cookies, which is wonderful.
And on this as well, this is not the first year for this, is it?
Oh, no, this is like the 40th year. I have a friend, and she and I have been in this concert group for 40 years. The time we didn't have a concert was during the pandemic, and that was so sad for all of us.
That's what I was going to add, is just the pandemic is the only thing that's disrupted this, right?
Correct. Yes, we got a shirt printed, and then the pandemic hit, so I was still delivering those when we couldn't get together.
So I wrap this up with you. How many people are in the Knoxville Community Chorus?
Somewhere between 35 and 40.
And how many students for the high school group?
I would say 18 to 20.
It sounds like it should be a good time for everybody that attends.
Well, we're hoping that a lot of the high school parents will come too, because this is a great time for them to see what the high school kids sometimes join us. You know, we have had in the past 5 or 10 years, we've almost always had one or two high school students that enjoy singing so much that they sing at school, and they also sing with us in the evenings. And one of them is studying music and art in Milwaukee now this year. And, you know, it's nice. We kind of take care of our kids. And we treat them well. And it's nice to see what they're doing, and they'll tell us about new things at school.
Okay, I'm going to have to wrap that there as we've run out of time, but I want to thank you for your time, Kathleen.
Thank you for sharing.
Thanks to Kathleen Taylor for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.